Rick, Jill, and Smokestack. Having fun with the world gone crazy.
All right, the update is brought to you by Farron Farah. This whole thing is upsetting, but we'll get through it together. Here we go.
Well, I thought you wanted Trump to win.
So, Tren de Aragua, it's the gang member, his name is Jose Ibarra, was the one that killed Lincoln Riley. He decided one morning he was going to get up and hunt women with his brother.
Now, didn't he have a history of this?
Yep. Okay. The illegal immigrant was described as a sick, twisted individual, a coward, in a series of heartbreaking victim impact statements that they read yesterday in court. The best or worst one, if you could, you know, depressing one is when Riley's stepdad got up there and talked about Lincoln Riley's journal in the last entry, which was a letter to her future husband. This is just heartbreaking.
To my future husband, I want you to know that I'm thinking about you. I'm working every day to become the best wife I can be. By working through my current relationships to best prepare me for ours and our kids one day. I'm focusing on God and what He defines as a faithful Christian life, and so that I can best embody those characteristics. I pray that you know that it is with my full faith and trust in God that I know this relationship has been handcrafted by Him. I pray that we continue to glorify the Lord, prioritize Him in every aspect of our lives, and raise our family, our future family, to be God-fearing Christians as well.
Yeah, so it's a lot longer than that, but it's pretty much the same thing. You're just sitting there going, man, this didn't have to happen. And Tom Homan, the new border czar, says that.
Well, look, if President Trump was president, he would be in Mexico in the Remain in Mexico program. He would never have been released in the United States. If President Trump was president and he did get in the United States and he got arrested in New York for a crime before he committed this murder, he would never have been released to the street. He would have been turned over to ICE. So this administration has blood on their hands. I hope that every mayor and governor who supports sanctuary cities listens to that tape. Listen to the way that young lady died. I just want to be this young lady got killed. No, listen to her fight for her life for 17 minutes, fighting for breath, fighting to survive. This happens. She just won a man. Griff, you know, there's many stories under this administration that's happened, and there's many more we don't know about because sometimes sanctuary cities don't capture their foreign national citizenship, so it's not an in report, and they never contact ICE. So this is one of many, and it's disgusting, and President Trump is going to put a stop to this.
All right, there's 19 different governors from blue states who are going to refuse to allow their law enforcement people to talk to ICE. So they're going to make it difficult for Homan and for Trump and for us because the majority of Americans want these people out of our country. But they're going to... Where is this going to go? I'd love to sit down with one of these people and go, why do you want these people here?
Do they think that they're being, what's the word I'm looking for? Not self-righteous,
compassionate. They're virtue signaling.
Yeah.
Because if you sent these people to their neighborhoods, because these are all people who make a lot of money, this would all end. Remember the lady, this was a lady in Chicago, this is about 2 years ago, when this all got really bad. It was the 1 month where the Biden administration allowed over 350,000 to cross the border in 1 month. It was a record. It was in April of this year.
That's insane.
And then we had the lady in Chicago, a councilwoman from Chicago, one of the ones that voted, yeah, bring them in. Take everything away from the black neighborhoods and give it to the migrants, along with $2,200 a week, a month, and health care and a place to live. Just do it. And then one of them started stalking her at her house. Do you remember this?
Yep.
And she was like, I gotta call the police. Similar to what happened in Martha's Vineyard. Remember Martha's Vineyard?
Yeah.
Oh, we're a sanctuary city, except when they come here, we're gonna call the police and we're gonna have them shipped off to an army base within 48 hours. And then we're gonna drone on and on for days, weeks, and months about how wonderful their visit was. It was wonderful. They're great people. Just not, don't live here on my island.
Yeah, not me.
These are the people that communism refers to as useful idiots. They're all about the whole process and the whole system until it works against them, and then suddenly it's the worst thing ever.
Yeah, I mean, listen. First of all, here's AOC, this nutbag. I can't believe people keep voting her
in. Over and over again.
Why? Here's what she said yesterday. During the day of this Lincoln riot, you think you would have a little more respect and just wait a little while for your craziness. No! That sound like Chevy Chase.
Yes, you do.
All right, here we go.
We agree. Being undocumented is a problem. But our solution, instead of turning the military on our own people, is to document them.
Okay, we'll document them. We'll send them to your apartment. Okay, AOC? It's a no bigger dumbass than her.
Mm-hmm.
Remember her solution for overcrowded prisons?
If we want to reduce violent crime, if we want to reduce the number of people in our jails, the answer is to stop building more of them.
Yeah, could you see the criminals and the murderers and rapists going, oh, we can't rape or murder a criminal or anything because there's no more room in the jail. God.
The dumbness is just so thick.
Yeah.
Drizzle it over pancakes.
And remember how she got her job.
My brother told me that he had sent my nomination in the summer, but I was like literally working out of a restaurant. And I was like, there's no way.
A casting call. They had a casting call. They cast Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in the role of Congresswoman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She should just stick to what works for her.
Look at that big ass. Look at that big juicy booty.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so coincidentally, with a coinky dink, U.S. Immigrations and Customs, ICE, yesterday in Boston, where the mayor of Boston was like, I am not going to let Donald Trump do anything like this to over here. We keep our illegals. While people go homeless, vets are in the streets, mm-hmm. winter's coming. Oh, no, but it's the illegals that are priority. So anyway, they announced Wednesday that they arrested two illegal immigrants who have been charged with, ready for this, forcibly raping children in Massachusetts.
What?
Ongoing, multiple.
Huh?
Bullet between the eyes. See ya.
Three individuals from Brazil raping children. Just want to make sure you hear that so you know that, you know.
Maybe we don't have to do the execution. You just deport them in the middle of the ocean.
We're talking.
What?
You just deport them right there. You drive them away into the, you know, the boat and be like, here.
Some men shoes.
Dropping you off here. Good luck.
God. So Trump is prepared for the national emergency he's going to declare. Therefore, he's allowed to use the armed forces to get him out of here. And there's going to be a lot of, like I said, Los Angeles yesterday declared itself a sanctuary city.
So I think that all of the illegals should go to Los Angeles, probably Chicago, Connecticut. I know that dude there was like, no, we're going to do everything that we can to protect them.
Oh, yeah, let's go up to Chicago for just a second. The mayor was cornered. This was about 3 days ago. Remember that? I played mm-hmm. you that audio. By residents. And again, the big story in Chicago was that's where it all started, where they took recreational centers, brand new soccer fields,
from
basketball courts from the kids in the black neighborhoods and gave them to illegals. Put up tents. The one that really killed that one lady was they had a brand new rec center for all the kids in that neighborhood. Brand new. It wasn't even open 3 days, and the city came in and said, nope, now it's ours. We're going to put illegals in here. And they did.
Mm-hmm.
But they got so much heat, eventually they had to turn it back over to the people in that neighborhood. This is what's going on. So anyway, the mayor, Brandon, was confronted by people at a city council meeting on Monday.
Oh, yeah, how'd that go?
They were so angry. And these are black residents in neighborhoods that have been affected by this the most. Isn't that great? These people that are so compassionate, always talking about minorities. We got to help the minorities. They're oppressed. Everything's oppressing them. We got to do things for them. But let's just take their stuff away.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is coming from the guy who just, you know, now he wanted to tax. He wanted to tax people to raise $300 million, not for the inner city, not for South Chicago, not for West Chicago. He wanted to raise it for the immigrants.
Okay.
And the guy got really pissed off. I don't have played it twice already. But this is what he said about Trump yesterday. The mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson.
I understand that we have a challenge with immigration policy in this country. Pass laws.
We have laws. They're saying that you should not be a sanctuary city and harbor illegal immigrants. You want to reinforce that law? I guess not, huh? Hello?
So can they get in trouble for just stopping what they're trying to do? Like, can they get in trouble for holding on and not doing what the president is telling them to do?
Obstruction of justice somehow?
Holman said it yesterday, yeah. Absolutely. Okay. If they decide to do, they can go after some of these people and arrest
them. Now, and here's the thing. I don't know that I would be like, he's all talk about Holman, because I have a feeling that this guy is a man of his word.
Yeah, I don't think he's fooling around.
Right now, President-elect Trump has literally more power than any president has had probably in, oh my God, how far can we go back? Decades and decades with that amount of absolute control, with all of that power, not addressing reparations in this country.
Really? Reparations?
That's what's important now.
Getting money for something that had nothing to do with you. You were just literally no part of it. Probably not even alive.
This guy over here. I mean, they traded Beetlejuice for him.
Yeah, I don't know who was worse.
Why do you... First of all, the guy that was running against him was white. And I'm going to turn the tables on these people and say, well, is it because of the color of his skin that you voted for Brandon Johnson? Mm-hmm. Is that the only reason? Because then you get what you deserve. I mean, they are...
It's like when they had the re-election for Gavin Newsom. They're like, we hate it like this. And they did it and they like voted for him again. It's you deserve it.
Yeah, you went from Lori Lightfoot to that guy.
I'm sad your hilarious little mayor's got to go away. That sucks. Just visually one of the funniest people of all time. You'd think somebody that looks like that would have to be competent. You know what I mean? Like, you see someone like that, you're like, well, obviously, she must be the best politician and mayor of all time. Surely you can't be just a horrendous mayor and look that funny as well.
So true.
While we're doing the funny stuff, there's this... I love these guys. Midnight Mitch is the one we always play. He has the AI versions of Biden that are just incredible.
Amazing.
Well, this guy does songs. He's a master mixer, man. He's really good. So he put together this, his web, by the way, you can find him on X. It's called Jokes on Wokes.
Okay.
He's got a series of songs. This one's called Liberal Tears / Sippin'. Ready? Here we go.
I swear to God, if you idiots elect that demented man, I will burn this place to the ground.
How did we get here?
I'm done. Nice to meet ya. Having a little trouble with the fact I beat ya. I guess so. Music to my ears got me thirsty though. Ooh, good gushing. You done got me buzzing. Nothing hits the spot like an arrogant twat balling on TikTok. Raise a shot. Oh, I've been sipping. Nothing satisfies like the taste of the guys. They're flipping, tipping. Quenching my soul, but I never get full. Bottomless glass, no empty cups. Bathe in the rain of pretentious folks who don't listen. I dissing. Pour me another Harry Sisson. I'm sipping.
Hey, can there I put you on the spot real fast?
It's called sipping.
Can I put you on the spot real fast?
Yeah.
Yesterday you did something that was the girl screaming, the girl that made herself famous by screaming in the car and slamming.
Yeah.
And there was a metal guy that was playing the guitar.
Oh God.
And he did like a metal version of it.
Yeah.
Before yesterday, maybe?
No, it was yesterday. I'm looking at it right now, but I have one of the cuts. Let me see here. All right, this is the original cut. This was the morning after the election when she found out Trump was winning.
Right.
Or won. And she's in her car, and this is what happens.
I'm sorry. No. Why?
Okay.
Why? Do you really hate me that bad?
So a lot of people have been doing like song remixes of all these people freaking out. Okay,
so this is the remix. It's kind of hard to see the funny in it because the part where the music kicks in is where she's
banging her head against the steering wheel.
In the steering wheel. But if you can listen, it's in way in the background where she's going, why? Here it is.
I'm sorry. No. Why?
Yeah.
So good.
That guy's amazing. All right. Now we have a situation in Congress. We have our first transgender congresswoman, Sarah McBride, senator. So Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is a little upset about this. So is everybody else there that's female.
Well, because he wants to use the bathroom?
Yeah. So this guy who's dressed in a dress and really still has his dingleberries wants to use the female bathroom. And they want to pass a bill called... where is it here? It's called the... he's a biological male, and they don't want him in the restrooms there in the White House,
right.
Capitol building. So Nancy Mace stood up yesterday and said this.
Sarah McBride doesn't get a say in this. This is a biological man trying to force himself into women's spaces, and I'm not going to tolerate. You have the radical left that are trying to erase women and erase women's rights. I'm the first woman to graduate from the Citadel, the Military College of South Carolina. If some guy in a skirt came by and said, no, that's my achievement, I'm going to be there and standing in the way and saying, hell no. I'm not going to allow men to erase women or women's rights. And I'm going to be standing up here. I will file this again next congressional session. Sarah McBride doesn't get a say. This is about women. This is about girls. This is about our rights and being protected in our private spaces. I don't want to see a man in a women's restroom. That's not a thing. And it's not going to be a thing up here. It's not going to be a thing anywhere across the country either.
Yeah, they're going to try to pass the trans bathroom bill for the Capitol grounds.
What's it called? Your bathroom, my choice?
So Megyn Kelly had a little something to say about this.
This person, if he doesn't want to use the men's room, should use a gender-neutral bathroom. And if there isn't a gender-neutral bathroom, well, they should get one built before this person arrives. It's only November 20th. We've got plenty of time. You got plenty of taxpayer dollars to build a bathroom. It can't cost more than 30 grand. I mean, I could find you a contractor who will go and build you a bathroom, a stall that you can call gender neutral before January 6th, and this person can use it. Don't tell me you don't have it or you can't find the money for it. I'll donate it to you. You want 30 grand to build a gender neutral bathroom? I'll give it to you. To keep this man out of the women's space.
Wow.
Good for her.
Right?
Now,
I love Megyn Kelly.
Are the men's rooms there just all urinals and there's not a toilet to be found?
Well, he doesn't want to go in the men's room because he's a female. He just wants, I can pee sitting down now.
But what stops you from doing that in the men's room, I guess?
Maybe
because I manage to pee sitting down if I feel
urinal?
A questionable fart. No. And most men's bathrooms aren't just urinals, is my point.
I know, but some of them might be, right?
No, I've never seen it just urinal. The only thing I've seen is where they have troughs at baseball games.
Oh, yeah.
It's very uncomfortable.
But even then, there's still a
are
place
there
for you to
still
sit
in
down.
There?
No, well, in the stalls, they have like two stalls, and then they have this
trough.
Yeah,
you have to because you can't poop in the trough.
Exactly. But people do.
Are you kidding me? You guys are animals.
I didn't do it.
Oh, okay. I've only been in a couple female restrooms. I can tell you that much.
We're not pooping in the sink. What's wrong with you?
No, there's other things that are just flung all over the place, like they're party favors.
Flung all over the place.
I'm on his side on that one.
Which restroom was this in? It wasn't in the Waldorf Astoria. What bar was it in?
The Waldorf Astoria? Okay, none of us are using those restrooms, but...
I stopped the bus one time in New York City to go into the Waldorf Astoria simply to use the bathroom. They had cloth napkins in the bathroom to dry your hands with that were embroidered that said Waldorf Astoria. I stole
there,
like five of them.
Was there a dude in there with a three-piece suit giving you the soap?
They had the soap. They had the mints. I took some of the napkins.
Nobody tackled you on your way in?
What? I don't look like
Stop.
A homeless.
A poor.
As a peasant.
Seize her.
Well, none of this is going to matter if we're blown to bits. Looks like Putin's a little upset about what's going on. Biden gave him some of our missiles to shoot into Russia.
That's a bad idea.
It's a really, really bad idea. So Putin immediately yesterday changed his nuclear use policy.
In the updated version of the document, aggression against Russia by any non-nuclear state, but with the support of a nuclear state, is proposed to be considered as their joint attack on Russia. Russia will also consider the possibility of using nuclear weapons when receiving reliable information about a massive launch of means of aerospace attack and their crossing of our state border. This includes strategic and tactical aircraft, as well as cruise missiles and drones.
Yeah, he's talking about nukes there. So,
I have a question.
Yeah.
Is there no one else? Like, Biden can't make that decision by himself.
No, it was him and Anthony Blinken.
Just the two of them. That's all it takes.
Nobody seems to be able to answer that question. That's what's really disturbing.
Surely there was somebody else in the situation going, hey, that sounds like World War III. He specifically said this stuff not to do, and why are we doing that?
Here's what scares me, is that China made a statement yesterday about this. They said under the current situation, all relevant parties need to remain calm. When China's telling you to calm down, something bad is about to happen.
They're like, all right, you guys take a seat. We're tired. We got other stuff we're doing. We don't have time for a war.
The country that commits genocide on the Uyghur people, stole Tibet and wants to steal Thailand. Is like, hey, everybody, let's all keep it calm, okay?
Mm-hmm. Calm down, have a light beer, let's breathe.
Glenn Greenwald had to say this.
For Joe Biden, or whoever's acting in his name, to do this just 2 weeks after the country resoundingly rejected governance by the Democratic Party in the administration, and on his way out as an 81-year-old man, knowing that he has about 6 weeks left in office, to just say, I know that these are massive risks, but I'm willing to take them. I'm 81. I don't really care. And then to make it so much more difficult for the following administration to do what they promised to do during the campaign, which the American people voted for and wanted, which is to resolve this war. Instead, we're risking escalation with the world's largest superpower, nuclear power, over what?
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's right. Like, there was a former defense secretary on Laura Ingraham's show saying the same thing.
So this is, I mean, just digging us deeper into the hole without any sort of progress.
No, this is, it's so terrifying given the fact that this man can't even find his way into a G20 photo shoot, and he's getting us deeper involved in this. By the way, Elbridge, this just in from the Washington Post, President Biden has now authorized the provision of anti-personnel, I love that, anti-personnel landmines to Ukraine. Yeah,
they're trying to pull off all the restrictions that they'd held for the last 2.5 years, and in this sort of last gasp of while they still have the policy building, maybe trying to tie President Trump's hands. We've, I think, predicted that this kind of thing would happen.
We did.
The other thing that happened today is Admiral Paparo, the head of Pacific Command, admitted that our weapons stockpiles are, in fact, very depleted. Things like Patriot and air defense missiles, things you and I have been saying for several years. Biden and Harris are leaving President Trump and Vice President Vance with a deep hole.
So anyway, he was at the G20 summit in Brazil. He was leaving yesterday. And when this all broke out, all of a sudden, reporters wanted to talk to Biden, say, hey, how could you do this? You're going to get us all killed here with nukes from Putin. So he wouldn't answer any questions. One reporter.
Was doing her best to fight those jet engines, I tell you.
Man, she was trying to get him to speak, and he just ignored her. Here she is right by the big Air Force One.
Oh my gosh. Yeah! A Backstreet Boys concert? Good grief.
It sounds like she's hanging onto the plane as it's taking off.
Mr. President! Beating on the window, let me in! Oh my God, it's just unreal.
Please, we haven't heard from you all, Trump! Mr. President!
It's funnier.
Sir, can we get a quick word with you? Can we get a word?
Oh, that's funny.
She needs a raise. Hardest working employee out there. The press corps, the rest of them are standing around. You know, they're like, you see that lady? She's got gumption. Here's your hat with the press ticket inside and your trench coat. Very good. Head to the payphone.
All right, so three people were arrested. They put a six-year-old in a clothes dryer for more than 5 minutes.
Bullet between the eyes.
High-tech washateria in North Houston. According to the police deputy, the child was in the care of Jackery Jill.
What? Hold on now. You say high-tech washateria.
Yeah, washateria. Jacory Jill, I'm sorry, okay. 20. Haven Duncan, 18. Life Ford, 19.
Who's naming these kids?
Life Ford?
Yeah. So I got a Ford and I'm sick of my life.
What's
life
the middle name? F-250?
I don't know. So anyway, the child was upset after losing a bag of chips. As punishment, Haven Duncan put the child inside a dryer at the washateria and secured the door. Jill and Ford refused to let the child out until he found that lost chip.
What's wrong with
this you? Lasted about 5 minutes. Bystanders called the authorities. Nobody did anything. How? Well, I could understand why.
Because wait, this is at the laundromat?
Yep. If you're a good Samaritan now, you're the one that gets put in jail and goes
you
to
don't
trial.
You don't think for a split second, maybe I should go over and open the dryer and get the kid out. Nobody did that part?
Nobody did that. Not one person. They called 911 and stood still.
What?
So now deputies got there, and one of the suspects, the female suspect, as the deputy start running off the two guy, running after the two guys, she jumps in front of the deputy and pushes him.
Why?
All three have been arrested to keep him from chasing her boyfriend and the
best friend. You leave my boyfriend alone. I love him.
Yeah, they found him later, and they're all in prison.
Jeez.
Where's the kid?
Kid's okay.
Check it, he was a little messed up.
Cops are like, oh my gosh, we left him in the dryer.
The dryer wasn't on, luckily for him.
Still.
Can you imagine?
What the hell?
Almost 40% of those under 30 are getting all their news from social media now.
That's not surprising.
TikTok is just the bastion of all things happening.
18 to 29-year-olds found that they're the ones, one-third of them, 37% to be exact, get their news mostly regularly from influencers on social media. That's even worse.
Jeez.
That's up 21%. But then if you go to the news, you get lied to. You go to social media, you might happen upon the truth, and then maybe if you look at research
well,
it a little
one,
bit.
That one lady that I played before the election, she was like, no, that was me. She was like, I was listening to ABC and CNN and MSNBC. It wasn't until I started scrolling social media and I saw other people's opinions and I went, wait a minute. This isn't what they've been telling me.
If right. you don't read the newspaper, you're uninformed. If you do read it, you're misinformed.
So what do you do?
That's a great question. What is the long-term effect of too much information?
Oh.
One of the effects is the need to be first, not even to be true anymore. So what a responsibility you all have to tell the truth, not just to be first, but to tell the truth. We live in a society now where it's just first. Who cares? Get it out there. We don't care who it hurts. We don't care who we destroy. We don't care if it's true. Just say it. Sell it. Anything you practice, you'll get good at, including BS.
All right, a homeless man was arrested by the FBI here in Florida yesterday and charged with plotting to bomb the New York City Stock Exchange.
Help. We got him, I think.
Just the facts, ma'am.
Bless.
Jenkins, fix that tape.
Haroon Abdul Malik Yerner had been watched by the FBI since a tip in February.
American white kid?
What's his last name? Yerner.
Haroon Abdul Malik Yerner. He had schematics and everything. He knew where he was storing the bombs, how to make them, where he's going to place them, according to the schematic of the Wall Street exchange. He claimed he was recruited to join ISIS overseas over Facebook Messenger, but decided against that and decided to just blow things up on his own.
Can you imagine being recruited into ISIS via Facebook Messenger?
Yeah, right.
They're like, oh, wow, I'm really in now. Do you guys send me a patch or what? Like,
meanwhile, the panic is engulfed. All the people working at MSNBC feeling kind of, scared.
Especially Rachel Maddow. Did you hear her?
No, what did she say?
She was just like, because she knows she might lose her job.
Yeah, the parent company Comcast confirmed a massive spinoff of its cable properties, with a top executive even suggesting the left-leaning network may be forced to change its name. We're talking about MSNBC here. The ratings are in the toilet.
They're fired.
You know what?
Don't we have higher ratings than they do?
Morning Joe fell 64% right after the election. And
you're fired.
When they went to see Trump.
Yeah.
They have less audience now than we do in
you're
the morning.
Fired.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah, it is nuts. So, yeah, NBC stars Rachel Maddow, Chris Jansen, and Katie Turr joined a tense 10 a.m. meeting at 30 Rock in Midtown, right in front of the Christmas tree, so they could tell them how it's going to be. They said the whole network might just go away.
I'm fine with that.
It might turn into something else, you know, like
Game Show Network.
Something like that. So, and then again, this deal might fall apart and somebody else will pick them up. Right
you're
now,
fired.
Right now, it's looks like Spinoff is, what's the name of this company? It's a new startup.
I think they're combining it, though, with like Golf Channel and Oxygen and a whole bunch of other channels,
well,
right?
So many.
Yeah, this company that's just a startup company has bought those.
All of those?
All of those. And now
a lot of money for a startup company.
Looks like they like sports. Maybe it'll turn into some other. If you want it, you can put your bid in.
Helping listeners buy and sell products and services. This is Radio Marketplace. Here's today's featured item. Do you dream of becoming a cable news media mogul? If that's even still a thing, here's your opportunity to buy MSNBC and CNBC. If you're liberal, this is your chance to meet Rachel Maddow. If you're conservative, it's your chance to fire her. Sure, ratings are down, but so is the price. You'll also gain access to the financial experts at CNBC, who will warn you against making this purchase. Just tell them we're also throwing in the Golf Channel. What's more riveting than 24/7 golf coverage? Americans are cutting the cord, so we're ready to cut a deal. Al Sharpton's contract included at no extra cost. This has been Radio Marketplace, where we hope you're buying what we're selling.
The Sunny Update. The Rick Stacy Morning Show with Carolyn Smokestack. Having fun with the world gone crazy.
I'm going to get to Ellen and Portia leaving the U.S. because it's been really hard for them here in America being rich and white, so they have to go to another country because Trump's president. But first, when you were bringing out the lady screaming, the metal remix, it made me think of this one. And I don't know if Smoke was here when we played this one, and it's such a good one. If you don't follow Stephen Hilton on either Instagram or TikTok, he's hysterical. So this was a remix that he made, and it's this girl flipping out. She's crying while she's clapping, and she's trying to be okay, but she's not okay. And so he decided to remix it.
If you've lost faith in humanity, clap your hands.
If you've lost faith in humanity, and this is your villain origin story, if you've lost faith in humanity, clap your hands.
He's got a mixing board. She grabs a pillow. She's getting ready to scream into the pillow. He's got a whole bunch of them. Great job. Great job.
That's awesome.
Okay, so like I said, Ellen and Portia are moving to England. Apparently, they've already moved to England because they said they have to escape incoming President Donald Trump because he hasn't been president before for 4 years and you were fine, but whatever.
Oh, boo-hoo. Let me play a sad song for you on the world's smallest violin.
So they already have a house in London that they go to.
Right,
of course.
But now they're selling their California estate. The fact that there's a state attached to their property tells you a lot about who they are. I made all my money off of this country. It's been really rough on us. So we're just going to go.
Yeah.
We're going to leave. They can go to Italy if they want. Don't ruin my country, though. Please don't send all the woke people there. It's so pretty there. There's a small Sardinian village that is offering Americans. And I actually watched an entire show on this a couple years ago. Some of the villages around Italy, when you get away from the cities, are a little dilapidated. So in order to get people to come out there to renovate them, they're selling them very cheap, some of them for a dollar. But there's stipulations. You have to have spent X number of dollars on renovations, and it has to be done, I think, within a year. I could be wrong on that. Might be 2 years. I think it's a year. And then you can live there.
Right.
And you get the house for a dollar. You came up with a great theory because Giorgia Meloni, who's the president, for lack of
Prime Minister.
Prime Minister of Italy, who's incredible, incredible strong woman. I would have voted for a woman like her for president, you know, but we that wasn't an option for us. We got Kamala. But she...
Very conservative.
But she's also a strong, no BS kind mm-hmm. of gal. You know, and that's the kind of person you need as a leader of a country.
Right.
And so... you came up with a theory of why they're doing this.
Oh, they're doing the same thing that they think they're doing here with bringing all the illegals in to vote for them in perpetuity, and therefore there'll only be a one-party system. So in Italy, the liberals there are thinking, well, we'll bring all these celebrities in. They're already influential. We'll get them over here, track them with the dollars and getting away from Donald Trump, and we'll get the government back from the conservative, those really bad people.
What the hell's that noise?
What is
it's
that noise?
Crickets.
It is crickets. From? I have no idea. Is it your phone?
Could be.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's crickets, yep.
It is your phone.
That,
that
Rick
was
likes
his
to
phone.
Unwind with 8 hours of cricket sounds at the end of the show.
Well, I have a fireplace, too, I can put it.
What was that?
It was the security system.
Oh, you just had it on?
I had it on the bear last night.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Oh, you had a bear last night?
Yeah, I have a video of it.
A biggin'.
Yeah, it's a huge one.
Were you out there throwing pork chops to him?
No, he literally grabs the bag of garbage and just walks away with it.
Slowly. Like la di da di da.
That's mine. I'll see you later.
Yeah,
so did you defend
everything.
Your garbage?
Did I what?
You didn't run out there and be like, "Stop it, bear!"
Yeah, yeah.
Dressed like Braveheart.
Right.
You may take my trash, but you'll never take my cats.
Can you imagine Rick in his underwear holding up like a mop in his hand, chasing after the bear?
That'd have been good.
Come here! Come on! Stop it, bear!
That lady.
Stop it!
All right, I have to do a quick PSA for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I wasn't going to do this, but this is... So yesterday I did some impromptu Christmas shopping. I didn't mean to. It just kind of happened.
Yeah, sure.
And
whoops, I fell into this holiday section.
Went over to the Hoblob, went over to Marshall's, did a little Big Lots shopping, and...
You're not getting me a wooden pumpkin, are you?
No.
Okay.
And I realized I needed some extra glasses because we're hosting, me and my husband are hosting everything this year pretty much. And so I needed some extra glasses. So we went over, I always get wine glasses at the dollar store because they're a dollar and I break wine glasses. So we go in there. Holy cow. First of all, it was a madhouse. Everybody is privy. To be fair, it's the Dollar General on Colonial. That's where I went. It wasn't the dollar store or Family Dollar. It was Dollar General. Mm-hmm. I went in there. I am so stupid. We're stupid.
Really?
We need to be buying all of our Thanksgiving dinner supplies at the Dollar General. They had cans of green beans, mushroom soup, boxes of au gratin potatoes, boxes of stuffing, jars of gravy.
Cans really? Of green turkey.
Isn't it army surplus though?
No. It was regular food that you would find anywhere else. And I thought, so I'm the boob that's going to Aldi and Publix and paying $7 for this and $8 for this. And I'm like, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
This stuff doesn't have cobwebs on it?
Yeah, what's the ingredients like?
It's just a can of green. What do you mean, what's the ingredients like? You call me a snob. You won't shop there because you got it at the Dollar General.
No, it could have been bottled in 1971 for, you know, the Vietnam War. People are soldiers.
They're canned and then dry goods, non-perishable.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
Del Monte canned, or are we talking like Jeff's Beans?
Does a label matter to you?
Depending.
After Aldi, we got over-labeling.
I mean, after the Boar's Head thing, I've really started looking at it.
You know, Quaker Oats were Quacker Oats and Aldi.
Oreos instead of Oreos.
Right. Lay's potato chips were Play's.
Uh-huh. You got Snapple, not Snapple.
These are
cheery ooze. It's different.
I do love my Aldi, though. Although yesterday, God, my husband was laughing at me.
You forgot your quarter, didn't you?
No, I brought my quarter, thank God. Before you call, email me, like some do, and tell me what a snob I am, I already know. So, I already know I'm a snob. I'm a self-admitted snob.
Not if you're buying food at the dollar store.
I know, right? Makes me regular. No, I went to Aldi yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I don't know who sent out the memo that said, please, by all means, wake up, don't shower, and go to Aldi. Mm-hmm. But everybody in Aldi smelled like BO yesterday. Every last one of them. I was like, what is going on? First, I thought it was me. I'm like, if I'm smelling this everywhere, is it me? Because I did just go to the gym and then go to Aldi. So I'm like, maybe it's me. So I'm like, no, it's not me. I smell powder fresh. But it's like that bad.
I smell powder fresh.
It's like that mildewy BO.
Right.
Like that. It's not just sweat. It's not like, oh, you went and worked out and came in here and you just smell like sweat.
Yeah, it's not like sweaty. It's sweaty and old laundry?
It was sweaty, old laundry, body odor. And it was everybody I walked past.
And the vomit on the carpet? No, none of that?
I don't think there's no carpet in Aldi.
Oh, that's right.
But look, I'm not bad mouthing Aldi. I love Aldi. That's why I was there. But it's just like.
Oh, Aldi, yeah.
Some of the other people, I was like, okay.
Can you smell it?
I did.
That smell.
It was bad.
The kind of smelly smell.
Yep.
The smelly smell that smells smelly.
Did you see the freak out on The View yesterday? They're starting to attack each other, which is amazing.
Good. Give them some sharpened sticks.
It's like when you put certain fish in the tank together and they're not supposed to be in the tank together.
Right.
You're like, I brought home these three goldfish. And you check in the next day and there's only one goldfish.
What happened?
Where the hell did the other two go? I think that's going to happen on The View. One day, it's just going to come on. There's going to be two people on there.
And a shredded clothing on the pieces of clothing and nylons on this floor. And
this specific fight happened between, it's always with Sonny. Sonny Hostin and Alyssa Farah Griffith, who's the fake Republican on there.
Yeah.
That doesn't stand up to anyone. Well, I think she's had it now that Trump's going. She used to work for Trump. She claims to not like him, but I think now that he's going to be president again, she feels like she can stand up for herself
she's
a little
empowered,
more.
Yeah.
A little bit. So they're fighting on school vouchers. They're talking about what the disassembly of the Department of Education. And it's funny because Sonny, who loves to tell people that she knows what it's like, even though she lives in a mansion, is worth millions. Her kids go to private school. She has a huge fence with security around her house. She loves to talk to us normies and pretend like she knows what it's like. So Alyssa Farah Griffith is trying to kind of refute what she's saying about public school, because Alyssa Farah Griffith went to public school. Sonny went to private school. Here's how this went. You're going to hear Whoopi have to break it up. They're going to go to commercial. Then they're going to come back and the whole culmination is going to happen. Listen.
This has been studied. In 2020, a 2020 study found that only about half of states with voucher programs require teachers to have a bachelor's degree, require teachers to have training, require teachers to have licensing, require participating in private schools.
If I may get in, just to make it a conversation.
Wait, but because I have children and because I looked at private schools.
I went to public school. I believe you got to go to private school.
There is zero statistical significance.
You got to go to private school.
Because nobody can figure out what's being said here right now. No, there is no last thing right now. We're going to go to break.
Well, we gotta make
and then we're gonna come back.
Yes.
Because you can't. What's happening is no one can hear anything anyone is saying. So everybody has
to on it so we can talk.
Well, you know,
for you too.
That's for her. She's been talking.
We'll be right back.
Okay, what you missed because of all the sound effects was she said Joy Behar feels like she needs to be the big sister to Sonny Hostin for some reason.
Right.
If Sonny, like, Sonny can't stick up for herself, if Sonny gets ganged up on, then Joy's like me. So she was. Alyssa was like, hey, I just wanted to make it a conversation. She's bulldozing over everybody. She doesn't let anyone get a word in edgewise.
Right.
And then Joy's like, well, that goes for you too. Now you're going to hear them come back from commercial.
Oh, boy.
And Joy's going to chime in because she always has to stick her pointy little nose in everything.
Oh,
and
boy.
She tells you what the real problem is.
Welcome back. We're all here at the table.
Yes.
And we're having a conversation.
Yes.
And we're going to go back to it. But before we do, I just want to say, this is the beauty of people
who have different opinions. Sometimes it's messy. Sometimes we're messy. And I don't know if you noticed that when I came out this morning, I had trouble trying to figure out because there was nothing in the thing.
In the process.
There's something in the air. Yeah. So just know something is chewing on it.
You know what's in the air, Whoopi?
What's
Trumpism. We lost the election. Wait a minute. We lost the election. We're miserable. Half of this country is miserable.
Oh,
and let's just tell the truth. We hate that he won. We hate it.
It's not the elite that's got to pay the price. It's people who woke up this morning with a nightmare.
Freak out. Now the left is losing their mind. Watch them freak out.
I literally could go on all day.
Freak out. On The View. Watch their heads explode and watch them freak out.
I'm profoundly disturbed that the 14th Amendment of the Constitution did not prevent someone who participated in an insurrection from becoming president of the United States.
Freak out. Now the left is losing their mind. Watch them freak out.
Well, who are we as a country?
I'm sorry. No, 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 no.
I would go as far to say that I would purchase a Glock, and if you and I are walking on the same street and it's dark out and you're a white male, you have to be white for this to count, okay? If you're a white male, even if you don't approach me, I will shoot you. Yeah, I know.
I chose family, I chose women, I chose America. I love you.
How the f*** is this still happening? All I've ever known politically is hatred.
I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done with you. I'm done with you and your mother and your sister. I'm just done with all of this.
I know, it's crazy, right?
Crazy talk.
You know, it's just easier to call you stupid.
Now, stupid news on the Rick Stacy Morning Show with Jill in Spokestack.
All right, here we go. If you need a job, maybe you lost yours right before the holidays and you're looking for some cash, you're going to have to go to Australia, though.
Uh-oh.
The zoo in Australia is enlisting the public's help to catch and collect deadly funnel web spiders to save lives. The Australian Reptile Park, located in Sydney, shared on social media that it needs the venomous spiders, once considered the most dangerous spider in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
According to CNN, and their eggs for its life-saving anti-venom program, which sees expert milkers collect the spider's venom.
Ew.
So they need expert milkers to collect the spider's venom. Job pays a lot of money.
Yeah, because you could die.
How many people you think, like, that sounds like a great job. They sound like, oh, you mean spiders.
Venomous, the most venomous in the world.
Most dangerous.
And then you gotta get
to milk.
You gotta get under the spider and pull those little nipples.
Do they have like a, is there like an instructional thing there?
No, it's the udders. It's just like milking a cow. You find their little udders, you get under them with a stool, and you get a little bucket, and you just.
With a stool?
Yeah.
But how do you get to the spider? Because I feel like that would.
You gotta hunt the spider down first.
Yeah, they want you to find it and milk it.
Then you put it in its little corral, then you pull up to it, and you get the little nipples out, and you start milking it.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
I don't think I... Did they offer you money?
Yes. Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Pays a lot of money. Church in Lucerne, Switzerland has introduced an AI-powered Jesus. Isn't this sort of blasphemous now?
Jesus is busy. He's got stuff to deal with.
It's a Jesus hologram for confessions. So you're going to be confessing to thin air.
Don't you normally confess to a priest?
I guess not. Known as the Dios de Machina, which means...
Deus ex machina.
Deus ex machina? What is this, Latin? Yeah, it is, isn't it? I don't know Latin. The installation at St. Peter's Church allows worshipers to interact with the digital face of Jesus, programmed to respond with insights drawn from the New Testament and other online resources. He's a Google Jesus.
Heavenly Father, what should I do? Here's what I found on the web.
I can't show you while you're driving.
Wow.
Yeah.
So AI sense. Jesus now?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, good luck with that.
Sure. Hey, whatever gets you to confess.
I guess, but who are you confessing to? Is it recording it?
Yeah, there's so many questions I have.
He's like, can I send you notifications later just for some feedback?
You ever read anything about religion? Just a general term, you know, there's books out about just all the religions.
Yeah.
Because once in a while you have that little search in your life. I did earlier when I was in my 20s. You would look around, you say, hey, you know, my parents were Catholic, but, you know, there were so many things that happened that kind of turned you off. You start looking at other stuff. And in my conclusion, my untheologian conclusion is...
After your summer in Nepal?
all of them are bat ass crazy. And then the funny thing is, one religion looks at another religion and go, look at them. They're crazy there, those Middle Easterners. And then we come over here, and I'm sure they're looking at us and going, they're nuts. I mean, it's weird. What?
Well, I mean, yeah, everybody's got the...
Everyone's got their own belief, and yeah, some of the beliefs clash, I guess.
Well, when you're so caught up and brought up in your world, everything else seems foreign to you. You know?
Yeah. All right, one Georgia city wants to bring in 2025 with a real bang. I'm all for this. The Macon-Bibb County Commission on Tuesday approved the plan to implode a vacant 16-story hotel at midnight. Woo-hoo! I would be there.
That's how you would celebrate?
That sounds like, yeah, this thing with the fireworks in your front lawn.
Would you wear a funny hat and blow the little thing?
Yeah,
I mean, that's cooler than a ball drop at a whole building.
Yep, they bought the building for $4.5 million last year. It went into bankruptcy. The city county agreed on Tuesday to hire a demolition firm to blow the whole thing up, blow it up real good.
Nice.
Cost of exploding the whole building. This is really crazy. The cost of demolition of the $4.5 million building will be $2.6
million. Boom, 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 boom.
Did it? That's how it goes. It's great to watch how it goes.
Little pieces at a time.
Boom,
yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. And then all of a sudden it stands there for a second. I saw one in Atlanta, the Georgia Dome.
Yeah.
Oh, you watched that one?
Yeah.
And little
then,
pieces.
And then slowly the building.
Because don't they have to do it in a certain order to get it to implode so it doesn't like go outward?
And sometimes things go wrong. Did you see that one? I forget which city it was in. I think it was St. Louis where the half the explosives didn't go off.
Oh, no.
And the building went, the entire building toppled over sideways.
No.
Crushing a city bus, nobody in it.
Dude, yeah, those things are crazy to watch. Like, I saw they did the old Amway Arena here.
Yeah.
And when they dropped that one, you watched from the other side of the lake on Colonial. That was kind of cool, but I mean, it's... Like, if you see the footage from, like, World Trade Center 7, it'll give you a good eye as to how those things fall.
Okay. Which one's 7?
Exactly.
What?
It was the World Trade Center building that nobody mentions, that everybody forgets about, that also blew up.
Okay.
But it's okay. Nobody knows.
Yeah, all right.
Some finally, good pot today, apparently.
Again, look at the internet. Don't take my word for it.
Yeah, go to the internet, Jill.
Must be true.
Yeah. This bunker that's for sale has a capacity for 36 people, and being that Biden is about to get us into World War III, might be something you want to consider.
Yeah, might need
how
a bunker.
Much? 11,500 square feet.
Okay.
That's a hell of a big bunker.
How much a square foot?
I'm sure it's got nice furniture in it. And it's in Indiana. It's underground. $2.7 million cash. That's not bad.
$2.7 million?
That's a lot.
Jill's apartment used to be like affordable. It's about $2 million now, right?
Not exactly.
Why spend the money there? Nukes can hit you there. You can go underground.
I mean, does it... What are we talking? Popcorn ceilings?
Now, the location will only be disclosed to the qualified buyer upon non-disclosure ratification and proof of funds.
You can't tell people where your bunker is. Everyone's going to want to come there.
Exactly. So,
keep it a secret.
It's called the Patmos Underground Bunker Facility, featuring the comforts of roomy home, communal kitchens, cherry cabinets, two refrigerators, and well, it's 10 bedrooms.
Wow. And a machine that recycles your pee so you can drink it.
Probably.
Yeah.
Looking for the perfect place to spend the holidays and the end of days? Then log on to AirbnBunker.com, where we've got hundreds of underground emergency bunkers to choose from.
Airbnb Bunker is amazing. We found an underground bunker in the middle of nowhere in Montana with thick cement walls and very little ventilation.
And the cabinets came fully stocked with canned food and distilled water. It's going to be a nice, peaceful Christmas away from the horror of the outside world.
And Mommy, how's Santa going to get inside the bunker?
Good question, Timmy. But Santa's magical. I'm sure he'll find his way down here.
Your mother's right, Timmy. Now eat your canned beans.
Airbnb Bunker. Find the perfect underground emergency bunker today. Log on now.
It's Rick, Jill, and Smokestack.
We'll take a 1 minute break and then come back for the debate.
Get your fix at 1059sunnyfm.com.